Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. Tonight, a wonderful show. We have Carly Simon, Patrick Williams and his big band, the Four Freshmen, and many more, so stick around. Now, coming up in the next 10 minutes, it'll be Dick Hames. We'll have the famous Benny Goodman Quartet. And right now, it's Joe Stafford with Johnny Mandel and For You.
I would gather stars out of the blue for you, for you. I'd wear a string of pearls made of the dew.
Thank you. I love you. I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? Oh, how deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
Dick Hames, and a song written by Irving Berlin. He wrote the words and the music to How Deep Is the Ocean. This was on the hit parade by various people five times between 1932 and 1945. Before that, we heard from Benny Goodman, Lionel Hampton, Teddy Wilson, and Gene Krupa, the Benny Goodman Quartet, with a Jack Palmer tune called I Found a New Baby. This recorded in 1937 by Benny Goodman. We started with Joe Stafford with Johnny Mandel's orchestra, an Al Dubin and Joe Burke tune from 1930. Good one, called For You. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. On this week, back in 1940, as a result of a dispute between the radio networks and ASCAP, which is short for the American Society of Composers and Publishers, the music industry was prevented from playing any ASCAP-licensed music. Well, the ban lasted for 10 long months, and during that time, an ASCAP competitor, BMI, short for Broadcast Music Incorporated, made giant strides, expanding to include 36,000 copyrights. Well, as a result, many radio stations had to resort to playing public domain songs, such as marches and operas, just to keep the station on the air. Even kids' songs were played over and over again until the ban was lifted, and one of the most popular of those songs that was played, if you can imagine this, was Happy Birthday to You. Okay. Let's get back to more music, something more entertaining. It'll be Buddy Morrow. We'll have the Andrews Sisters, and here's Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet and Side by Side.
Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money. Maybe we're ragged and funny.
But we'll travel along, singing a song,
a side by side. Oh, we don't know what's coming tomorrow. Maybe it's trouble and sorrow.
But we'll travel the road, sharing our load,
a side by side.
Through all kinds of weather, what if the sky should fall? Just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all.
When they've all had the quarrels and parted, we'll be the same as we started.
Just traveling along, singing a song, side by side. The sky should fall, let the little pieces scatter.
Cause it really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all.
When they've all had the troubles,
when they've had the troubles,
we'll be the same as we started.
Traveling along, singing a song, side by side.
Who cares
if Niagara falls?
Who cares? Side.
Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, as sung by the famed Andrews Sisters in Buck Privates, a Universal Picture.
Trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a tootily out a toot. He blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he played boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a bzzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump a to the bar. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. Toot 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 la da toot la da toot toot. He blows it a to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. The company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He puts the boys to sleep with boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Da 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 company plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
That's Buddy Morrow and his orchestra, and a song from 1952 called One Mint Julep. This made popular by the Clovers and also by Louis Prima, but the big song was, the version was this one by Buddy Morrow. Before that, it was the Andrew Sisters and the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B, which was recorded on this week back in 1941 on Decca Records. Patti LaVerne and Maxine recorded that song in Los Angeles. It was heard in the movie Buck Private, starring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello. Remember them? And we heard from Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet from a CD called We Got Us. The song was Side by Side. You may remember this. The big version, 1953, was by Kay Starr. Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet were married on this week back in 1957. They became popular singers on The Tonight Show with Steve Allen as Las Vegas showroom regulars and recording artists. Let's see. Also on this week in 1960, after playing California nightclubs known as the Pendletons, Kenny and the Cadets, Carl and the Passions, a new group emerged on this day, the Beach Boys. Their first national hit was Surfing Safari, which was released soon after this date. And on this week, back in 1950, RCA Victor announced it would start manufacturing something known as LP, or long-playing records. This is back in the era of 78 RPM records. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Carly Simon. We'll have Patrick Williams and his big band. And right now, it's the Four Freshmen, and I Remember You.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago. I love you too.
we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling, you were smiling.
Rodgers and Hart wrote it back in 1927. Such a beautiful song, Where or When, sung so well here by Carly Simon from her CD called Moonlight Serenade. Before that, it was Patrick Williams and his big band with an Oscar Hammerstein Jerome Kern tune from 1930 called The Song Is You. And we heard from the Four Freshmen. By the way, Ross Barber, part of the Four Freshmen, was born on this week back in 1928. The song was I Remember You, written by Johnny Mercer in 1942, featured in a famous film with Dorothy L'Amour called The Fleet's Inn. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, it'll be Linda Ronstadt. We'll have Ray Anthony, and here's Frank Sinatra and Bye Bye Baby.
Bye Bye Baby. Remember you're my baby. When they give you the eye, although I know that you care, won't you write and declare that though on the loose, you are still on the square. I'll be gloomy, but send that rainbow to me, then my shadows will fly. Though you'll be gone for a while, I know that I'll be smiling with my baby by and by.
Bye bye, baby, so long.
Bye. bye bye, baby.
Just you remember that you're my baby when
they give you the eye.
And although we know that you care, you'd better write and declare
that though on the loose, you are still on the square.
So long.
I'll be gloomy, but send that rainbow to me.
Then the shadows will fly.
Though you'll be gone for a while,
before very long,
I know that I'll be smiling
with my baby by and by.
Maybe you'd like to hear what happens when the young man with the horn, Ray Anthony, is joined by the young man with the baritone sax, Leo Anthony. Brother to brother, Ray and Leo join jazz forces for Diana.
Was his only one. Now I
Folks, it doesn't get a whole lot better than that. That was Nelson Riddle's orchestra, along with Linda Ronstadt on vocal, and a song called Am I Blue from 1929. It was in a CD called Round Midnight. Before that, Ray Anthony and his big band and Dinah, Sam Lewis wrote it back in 1925, was on the hit parade 10 times by a whole bunch of artists between 1926 and 1946. And we started with Frank Sinatra and a Leo Robin Julie Stein tune from 1949. Music from Gentlemen Prefer Bonds. It was Bye Bye Baby on Columbia Records. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. And by the way, speaking of Frank Sinatra, he opened at New York's Paramount Theater on this week back in 1942, which was, well, what was to be a four-week engagement. The show turned out to be so popular that he was booked for an additional 4 weeks. An estimated 400 policemen were called out to curb the excitement. It's said that some of the teenage girls were hired to scream, but many more just screamed for free. Sinatra was dubbed the Sultan of Swing, the voice that thrilled millions, or just the voice. But whatever it was at this Paramount Theater engagement that modern pop hysteria was born, and also Frank Sinatra was born. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Michael Bublé, and we'll have Rosemary Clooney, and here she is with Blue Skies.
Skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Thank you. saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
The shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has MacHeath, dear, and he keeps it way out of sight. When that shark bites with its teeth, dear, scarlet billows begin to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's our MacHeath, babe? So there's never, never, ever a trace of red. On a sidewalk one sunny morning lies a body oozing light. Someone sneaking round that corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? Oh, there's a tugboat down, and it's down by the river, don't you know, where the cement bag drooping on down. Oh, that seaman is just, it's there for the wait today. Bible gets a 10. Oh, Mackie's back in town. Did you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing up all his hard cash. No, MacHeath spent, they spent like a sailor. Could that boy have done something rash? Jenny Diver, look out, Shuggy Tawdry. Oh, Miss Aladdin and ya, and old Lucy Brown. Oh, that line forms on the right, babe. Now that Mackie's, Mackie's back in the town. Ah, Jenny Diver, Shuggy Tawdry, Miss Aladdin and ya. He is back.
That's the great voice of Michael Bublé and Mac the Knife. We usually play another version, a Bobby Darin version, but I thought you'd like to hear that. Terrific stuff. And we heard from Rosemary Clooney with an Irving Berlin tune from 1927, Famous Blue Skies. Irving Berlin wrote both the words and the music. Well, it was on this week back in 1980 that the Selective Service System sent out a warning to Mickey Mouse at Disneyland in Anaheim. He said, register for the draft or else. The Selective Service said that Mickey was in violation of registration compliance. I trust they got all that worked out. And on this week back in 1936, the famous feud between Jack Benny and Fred Allen was ignited. Well, after a 10-year-old performer finished a violin solo on the Fred Allen Show, Mr. Allen said a certain alleged violinist should hide his head in shame for his poor fiddle playing. Well, it didn't take long for Mr. Benny to respond, and that humorous feud lasted 4 years on both comedians' radio shows. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. We have time for a couple more. Right now, it's Ella with Count Basie on the sunny side of the street.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on a sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. Thank you.
folks, we're running out of time right now. Sorry, but we have to get out of here. And this is Lionel Hampton and a famous Andy Razoff Fats Waller tune from 1936 called Stealin' Apples. And we heard a famous rendition of Ella Fitzgerald with Count Basie's orchestra of On the Sunny Side of the Street. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for being with us tonight. Hope you'll come back next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.